is what's coming up with the National Wild Turkey Federation, the local chapter.
So this weekend, we're going to have our annual hunting heritage banquet. It's going to be out there at Chattahkee Lodge. Doors are going to open at 5:30, meal at 6:30. And our meal this year is being catered by Whiskers Catfish from Sylacauga. So they're going to come cook it on site, and we'll be ready to go. Then we're going to have silent auction, live auction, and raffles going on out there at the lodge. And all of your money that we raise goes to the National Wild Turkey Federation. And we're blessed that here locally, our money also goes to our local habitats, such as Chocolaca, Little River, Skyline, all those public honey access areas to help improve the habitat there. And then also we have an opportunity here locally. We have a hunter safety course coming up September the 12th over here at the City of Center Community Center. And that's going to be hosted by the NWTF, our local chapter here, along with the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. And they're going to be teaching the class, and the NWTF is going to help cater everything. And we got Dex and Docs on board to do that catering with Abby. And then on October the 10th, we've got a women's gun class, and Ben Kaiser with the Alabama Department of Conservation is going to come and help us teach that, and we'll have that as a catered meal, and that women's gun class is going to be free. But our local event is coming up on this Saturday, and like I said, the doors open at 5:30. It's $60 a person or $80 for a couple. If you want a sponsorship, and you want to be a sponsor in WTF, and you want to really be involved, we want you to come out and join us. And we also have some tables available this year. We've got Morgan Lavender with Modern Woodman. She is a table sponsor. We have Ben Richardson with Whitetail Properties, Marty Borntrager. Then we have, he's always been a member for 30 plus years. And then Jordan Counseling, my husband with Jordan Counseling, Bill Jordan. And then we also have Cam Coleman. He's also a table sponsor. And we've got Kevin Henderson as a table sponsor. So, you know, we're looking forward to a really great event coming up. And then we also, oh, one last table sponsor I forgot. I cannot leave out my good buddy, Chris Jardet. Chris is coming to us from Sam Boswell Honda. And I have been very impressed with him and just getting to know him. Really genuine guy. So they're coming on board and everything. And then our local, we'd just like to take a moment to thank our local community partners such as Blossom Gas with Kim McElroy, and then Leesburg Country Store, Cedar Bluff Piggly Wiggly, Dex and Docks, Ingles, the City of Center, Regions Bank here in Center, and Tractor Supply Company over here in Center. And we'd like to also thank Tyler Farms, Coosa Corner, Mark's Grocery, Day's Sporting Goods, and Jerry, of course, we want to thank you. Thank you for letting us come on and always talk about what we've got going on here locally.
Well, we appreciate that because you've got so many people involved. It impacts a lot of people. And if other people would like to get involved with the National Wild Turkey Federation, do they have to be hunters to be involved?
You do not have to be a hunter to be involved. If you are just about the beautification of land and watching animals grow, and maybe you're what we call a green hunter, you like to go out and take pictures and things like that, you can come and be involved with the National Wild Turkey Federation. Our goal is conservation. Okay, and that means that we want our habitat to improve, we want the life expectancy of animals to improve, and then, you know, for those of us who do hunt and harvest, we want to be able to have a healthy harvest.
And when you improve those habitats, you improve the natural resources of our area, our land, and the wooded areas and things. It's amazing at how much change and how much improvement that makes.
I'm telling you, it is. There is nothing better than in the early morning, especially when you're turkey hunting, and you'll see a young pregnant doe walk by, and she's just grazing and having that, you know, that peaceful time. And you're turkey hunting, and she don't even realize you're there. You know, and that was a really cool scene this year. You know, I do enjoy turkey hunting. I love any kind of hunting I can get my hands on. But if you want to be involved, you need to give me a call. And my number is 256-490-3000. 3799, and I'll tell you how to get involved. You can send me a text or you can call me. Again, that number is 256-490-3799. And we do a lot here in our community. We've been really blessed past few years. We've hosted the largest hunter safety courses in the state of Alabama.
And that's important.
That is huge.
Yes.
I want you to go out and enjoy the woods, but I'm also a teacher at heart. I want you to be safe.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned earlier about a women's gun safety course coming up. Is that for ladies that hunt, non-hunters? They want to learn more about handguns?
That is for any woman 17 and older. It's going to be a free course, and you can contact me by my phone number, or you can email me at nealturkeys@gmail.com, and I'll send you the registration link. And we're going to limit it probably to 30 participants, but it is free. You don't even have to own a handgun to come.
And that's going to be held where?
Well, we have a private facility that we're going to be hosting that at, and that's why I'm asking people to email me or call me, and then I'll let them know.
Okay, but it is in the area, so if you'd like to be a participant in that, learn more about handguns, how to operate them safely and respect them and the danger of them, or the long guns for the hunters.
That's right. So they will go over revolvers, semi-automatic pistols, hunting rifles, lever action. All those things will be covered in this course. We'll start with 22s. They bring them, the Alabama Department of Conservation training officers bring firearms and teach from those. Then if you have your own, you will have the opportunity to bring your own and for the afternoon portion and shoot your own. If you don't have one, that's fine. You can still stay for the afternoon portion and use the ammunitions and the firearms there.
How much time, how long a period is it throughout the day?
It's going to be from 9 to 2. Okay. That's October 10th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and lunch will be provided. And then our hunter safety course, which is different, that's for ages 10 and up.
Right.
That is going to be on September the 12th from 8 a.m., so I'm feeding everyone breakfast from Jack's, to 4 p.m., and lunch is provided and catered by Decks and Docks.
And a day well spent, especially for the youth hunters and the newer ones coming on to learn about hunting.
Yes, this is a great opportunity because this is a free opportunity. I know that you're going to get a lot of information. I'll have around 10 to 12 officers on hand to help teach. It's going to be a great event, and we're just really thankful to Jay Howell, the mayor here of Center, who made things happen to get us that community center.
Good. And we're nothing like having good community partners, are you?
I'm telling you, we're blessed. In this area, we've got a lot of people who love to pitch in and help out, and that has been a great benefit. I mean, I couldn't do it without my committee members. McConnell Murphy, Harlan Starr. I mean, Harlan lets us use his lodge out there at Chattahee to host our event. McConnell's keeping the phones running and the road running, too. And right. Then Mike Fowler helps me out. Marty Borntrager, he gets the word out. I mean, if it wasn't for our committee, I don't know what we would do.
Well, it's good to have that backup help and people involved.
That's right.
You know, to help to make sure, because it takes more than one person to make a large operation run smoothly.
It does. It takes all hands on deck. But we're blessed. We've all formed great friendships and respect for one another, and we really enjoy doing this together.
Sounds like a great opportunity for community involvement. And we have many, many people just moving in to our community.
You're right.
If they'd like to become involved in the community and become more acclimated to the southern ways, I guess you could say, if they're from another part of the country, then they can get involved with the National Wild Turkey Federation.
Yeah, they can come join up with us. And, you know, one of the benefits of the National Wild Turkey Federation also, I love Nashville, Tennessee. I think if you listen to country music, you're just going to love Nashville. So great thing about being a member of NWTF, you come to a banquet, you get your membership, you get to go to the sports show for free. And that's always usually around the weekend after Valentine's. So that is always you're going to find me up in Nashville at that sports show because, yeah, buddy, it's fun.
I bet it is. And it's huge, too.
Huge.
Nobody puts on a big party like Nashville does.
No.
Whether it's a country music party or if it's a sporting goods show.
Yeah.
Sporting hunting.
Yeah, there's a lot to be seen there.
I bet there is. And it's a huge venue and you'll enjoy it. Anything else you want to leave with our listeners before we cut away? Especially, let's tell them about the banquet coming up again this weekend, because that's just a couple of days away.
That's right. So on Saturday evening at 5:30, the doors are going to open out there at Chattahee Lodge. And the address for Chattahee is 1877 Alabama Highway 35, Galesville, Alabama. And that's where you're going to come, and you're going to drive up the lodge road, and you will just see this beautiful lodge open up, and we're going to be out there underneath the pavilion. Dinner's going to start at 6:30. And then we'll have our silent auction, live auction, and raffles going on. We actually have a licensed firearm dealer who will be on site. So if you do win a Second Amendment item, he will be there to make sure that all laws are abided by, and therefore you're ready to go.
Right.
So we will have that going on, and we're going to have a great event. We want you to come out and join us. Like I said, it's $60 for a single ticket. $80 for a couple. Sponsorship's $300. If your company would like to join us and be on board to be a table sponsor, you just need to get a hold of me. My name's Molly Jordan, and you can call me at 256-490-3799, or you can email me at nealturkeys@gmail.com. And if you want to come out and be involved, we'd love to have you. We always like to meet other people who are all for conservation.
And it's worth the price of the ticket just to enjoy the lodge and the venue that Harlan has out there.
Well, not to mention everything. We're a 501c3, so you take that into account as well.
Absolutely. So there you go. That helps you with your taxes. You want to improve the write-offs there with a 501 donation to a 501c3. So that's a good item. Molly, thank you so very much for coming and being with us and sharing with us about what you're doing with the National Wild Turkey Federation, the local chapter, and how it works here in the community.
Yes, I thank you so much, Jerry, for letting us come on. You've been a blessing the past 5 years. You've always let me come and talk about our event, and you really help us get the word out. And I don't think any of us, I know I'll speak for probably all the listeners, I don't think any of us would know what to do without Mary Jerry on the radio in the morning.
Well, we hope we're habit forming. That's what
you are habit forming. You are habit forming for sure.
We try to be. That's one thing we want is people to get up with us in the morning. We love them waking up with us and the opportunity to wake them up. Thank you, Molly, for coming in and being with us. And anyone that would like to get in touch with Molly, if you didn't get her number, you can call me here at studios and we'll get it for you. I have it here, and we'll pass that along to them and so they can be in touch with you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jerry.
Thank you. Have a great day, Molly.
You too.